Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin.
Hey everyone, this is Stephen James from Project Life Mastery, and today I'm going to share with you 3 practices that you can do every day to help you achieve your goals and success a lot easier and a lot faster. When I look back at my life at specific goals and results that I've been able to accomplish, these 3 practices made a huge difference. And by no means are these 3 practices the end-all be-all. They're not the only factors that determine one's success. There's many variables, obviously, but when I look back at things I did almost every day, these practices made a huge difference, and hopefully by sharing them with you, you can also benefit from them as well. Now, the first one is to review your goals and your why every day. Obviously, if you're someone that's trying to achieve anything in your life, you probably already have goals. You have goals ideally written down on paper, on your computer, somewhere that you can review them and see them every day. Because the big mistake that a lot of people make when it comes to setting goals, the reason why they don't achieve them is they set their goals, they set their New Year's resolutions, and then they forget about them. Maybe they check them every so often, in the first week or two. That's when they have momentum. That's when they have excitement. But then eventually it wanes off and they just forget about their goals, probably until the next year when it comes time to set new resolutions. If you're always setting goals and you're not achieving them, then that's going to destroy your confidence. You're going to probably think, why even set goals? Why even bother? Because every time I do set goals, I get my expectations up. I get motivated for a little while, but then soon often I'm disappointed, I give up, I lose focus, I get distracted, and you're sure enough gonna, you know, not wanna set goals and probably avoid them if that's a pattern for you in your life. And so what I've learned that's key is that if you are gonna set a goal for yourself, you gotta have it written down and you have to review it on a daily basis. The reason for that is that you need to consistently focus your mind and your attention on that goal, on what you want, and ideally every single day. You have to make your goals important. You have to make your goals a must. You have to even obsess over your goals and probably even exaggerate them and make them even more important than they really are. I know that was the case for me with many goals that I had in my life. I just had to make it more important, more important, more important, continue to focus on why I want this and what this is gonna give me in my life and how this is gonna change my life for the better. Oftentimes over-exaggerating just so that I can make it so important to focus on it enough so that I could achieve it. Whatever you focus on consistently, you're gonna attract into your life. Whatever you focus on consistently, you're gonna move towards, and it'll become a reality for you. And so when it comes to your goals, write them down on a piece of paper, have it somewhere you can see it every day, and review them on a daily basis. I don't care if that means, you know, taking out a piece of paper, putting it in your wallet or your purse, pulling it out in the morning, pulling it out in the afternoon, pulling it out before you go to bed. The more, the better. In fact, there's a really great book that I read when I was 18 years old. It was called It Works. Short little book. You can read it in like 30 minutes, but incredibly powerful. The author is actually anonymous. This is a highly reviewed book on Amazon. You can check it out. But in this book, I remember when I read it, it had a profound impact on me because it was just so simple. But it said, write out your goals, put it on a piece of paper, keep it in your back pocket, and three times a day, you just take out your goal list and you look at it, you focus on where you want to go. It said, anytime that you have a problem, a challenge, drama, negative experiences that show up in your life, as we all do, all you do is you pull out your goals and you focus on where you want to go. You don't focus on what you don't want. You don't focus on your problems. You don't focus on all the drama of that's happening in the world or in your life. You just constantly direct your mind, focus. This is what I want. This is what I move towards. And sure enough, whatever you focus on, you will move towards. I've also found by consistently focusing on my goals on a daily basis, it gets me thinking about them more often. All throughout the day, I'll be thinking about strategies, opportunities. I'll be thinking about resources and, you know, being resourceful and finding things that can help contribute to achieving that goal. It's like the RAS, the reticular activating system, that if you focus on something enough, you just start seeing everything that is related to it. So for example, if you've ever bought like a new car and you start seeing that car everywhere, it was always there. The reason why you never saw it before, because it wasn't consistently a part of your focus. And so there's tremendous power in just reviewing your goals every day. And I'm a big fan of having goals for multiple areas of your life. That's what we're about here at Project Life Mastery, having goals for your health, for your finances, for your relationships, for your spiritual life, for your career, your business, your emotional well-being, maybe even your social life. But having goals so that you can make progress in every area of your life expands, and you're living a life of balance. So I also added to this, not just reviewing your goals, but why you want to achieve those goals. So I believe that you know what your outcome is, you have your goal and you have it written down, but underneath that, I also like to write down why I want to achieve this goal. Because the why is what's gonna give you the fuel, the motivation to keep going, to put in the time, to put in the energy and the effort, to not give up when the going gets tough. Having a strong enough why is crucial. And so I would write down for each of my goals, why do I want this? What will this give me? How will this impact my life for the better? And I'd think about as many reasons as I can, but I'd identify the top most important reasons and I'd write that down with my goals and I'd remind myself of that every single day. Even better, if every day you can think of some new reasons why you want to achieve this, what this will give you, how your life will be better. You know, what's going to cost you in your life if you don't achieve this? Sometimes that pain is also a powerful motivator for us because we want to avoid it. We want to avoid settling in our lives. We want to avoid living how we've lived in the past. We want to avoid this pain or that pain, and that therefore will motivate you to take the actions necessary to achieve your goal. So remind yourself of your goals every day as much as you possibly can, the more the better, and it will make a huge difference, a huge impact for you. Now, the second practice that you can do every day, and you probably already are doing this and know about it, but it's worth mentioning again, is to consume anything that's relevant to your goals and what you want and who you want to be on a daily basis. Okay, consume, put yourself in proximity with anything that can benefit you. So specifically what this means and how this manifested for me in my life is the specific goals that I had many goals in my life, but there's always a few goals that were the more important ones that I was really focused on. Whatever goals that I was the most focused on, I would always make an effort every day to consume something, to listen to something, or to read something that would help contribute to that goal. So for example, when I was really into fitness and I was trying to do fitness competitions and things like that, I just wanted that extra edge. It just required I had to make fitness the most important thing in my life, especially because I had a date where I had to get up on stage in little trunks and I had to pose and show my whole body to a group of people. So that was a powerful why for me. I had my goal, the specific date, and I had my why. But what I found that would help make me more motivated towards achieving it and contribute to it was just constantly feeding myself with things that were related to health and fitness. So I remember every day I'd watch videos of different influencers and people on YouTube and even some different courses and programs I was a part of, where I'm watching and seeing people have the body that I want, they have the result, the outcome that I desire, and they're sharing with me their belief systems, their mindset that they have around health and fitness, and I'm absorbing that by constantly consuming that on a daily basis. I remember reading certain books on fitness. I remember reading like Bill Phillips' Body for Life, and you know, even though I didn't really fully implement I had my own routine that I was doing, I was just really looking for the inspiration and the belief systems, the mental side of it, and to really just kind of keep my mind always focused on that as much as I could be. I remember, you know, finding people that I could work out with and train with that were inspirational. They had an incredible body and physique. And I remember this one guy who was a fitness model, and I just offered to pay him, hey, can I just work out with you for like an hour? You know, it's not like you have to train me or anything, but I just want to be your workout buddy just for one workout. And I want to see your intensity. I want to see your mindset. I want to see your focus when you're in the gym. I just wanted to be around that. So I think the more that you can consume that's relevant to what you want, the better. And also by consuming information and being around that, you're going to also get better at whatever it is that you're pursuing. So for me, when I was trying to build online businesses, I remember every day I'd listen to podcasts, interviews, be a part of different programs, read books, sometimes go to seminars and events where I could just be around a group of people for several days and just really consume that and just kind of have that be more real for me and a part of my reality. And then sure enough, every day I'm learning new things, and that's helping me with my skill set and the actions that I'm taking in my business. But it's really just the energy I think that I got from that. Not just when it comes to developing the skill, but just the motivation is so key. Like, I know for me also, when I was trying to achieve building businesses and things like that, I was always listening to people like Tony Robbins and Brian Tracy and Wayne Dyer and many other people that had these audio programs or audio books. And I'd listen to it when I'm at the gym. I'd listen to it when I'm driving in my car. It was just constantly feeding my mind with it, even though a lot of it is the same stuff I've already heard a million times. Just the repetition of it was ingraining it into my unconscious mind. So I think it's really important to make sure that you're consuming that, because one of the mistakes I think a lot of people make is in life, they're just going about life reactively. And they're consuming whatever society is throwing right there in front of them. You know, and if you're reading the news or watching the news, you're seeing every day all the horrific crimes and tragedies and negative things that are happening in the world. That's the things that get our attention.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
And so if you're always feeding yourself with that, and then you're also feeding yourself with, you know, being around people or things or experiences that are not what you want, then that's going to keep you stuck where you are. But if you can take on other people's perspectives that have what you want and are living the life that you want and have achieved the results that you want, and you're putting that into your mind, it's going to have a profound impact. It might not be every day. Every day, I think it can give you a boost of motivation, but you might not see the results that that brings you on a daily basis. Rather, it's over several months and several years of consuming positive information that it does make a huge impact, and it will even help you make better decisions in your life because you have more experience and knowledge and wisdom that's been uploaded into your brain that will make you a difference when it comes to making better decisions in your life. So consume books, audio programs, audiobooks, go to seminars, go through courses, whatever it is, constantly consume and feed yourself with that on a daily basis. The third practice, and this is probably one of the most important ones, and when I look back, has made a huge, huge impact, is every single day, obviously you have to execute, but executing on the one to top three most important things that you could be doing in your day that will give you the results, the goal that you want. Okay, the most important things. Oftentimes people, they have their goals, and they're doing a lot of things that don't really matter that much. They're doing a lot of things that can, yes, contribute to achieving the goal, but it's not the most important thing. And I think one key aspect of success is having the awareness to be able to identify what's the most important thing, or what are the top three most important things that I could be doing right now to achieve this goal. So obviously, you know, consuming books and reading information, that's great, but I wouldn't say that's the most important thing. I'd say the most important thing is actually doing, practicing, putting into action. Because when you're actually putting things into action in your life, you're gaining experience from that. And you're learning more from doing than you ever will just by reading about it. So making sure that you're doing, obviously, but those more important things are key. So whenever I have my goals and I have my why for them, I write down, here's all the actions that I could take. It's almost like a could-do list. I could do this, I could do that. Here's all the things I could do to contribute and achieve this goal. But out of that list, I'm trying to figure out what are the most important things. What's the 80-20 principle? You know, the 20% of this that will make 80% of the result. And I start eliminating things that aren't that important till I narrow it down to the most important actions that I could be taking. And so in the case of changing your body, obviously that's going to be working out at the gym, you know, exercising, sticking with that and improving that, making that better, but also your diet and your nutrition. You know, those are two very important things. Everything else you could be doing can help, but it's probably not going to make as much of an impact as those two things, those two factors right there. And so when it came to my business, I'd have my goal, I had my reason why, I'd have my list of all the things that I could do, but out of that list, I'd try to identify what are the most important things, what do I need to eliminate? You know, when it came to building my personal brand, building Project Life Mastery, there's so many things that I could do. I could post on social media, I could check my inbox, I could work on my website, I could work on this project and that project, but what I ultimately concluded the most important thing that I should be doing every day is to create videos. To create videos, to create content, and just put that out there. The more videos that I published on YouTube, the more people that I'll reach, the more impact that I'll have, the more money that I can make, the more subscribers I'll gain. And so I was able to try to eliminate everything else that didn't matter as much and just focus on what mattered the most. And it's not that I did not also do those other things. They more came later in the day. So what I mean by this specifically is to eat the frog every day. Every single day, identify the three most important things that you should be doing, okay, based on you reviewing your goals and to the best awareness that you have, the three most important things, and make it your goal every day to do those three things. Make it your goal to check each one of those things off your list. Everything else can wait. And ideally, you do this first thing in the morning. You avoid waiting till later in the day, because later in the day, you might be tired, you might not feel like it, you'll have other distractions that might arise. If you can use your willpower, which is the highest first thing in the morning, and put that energy and that effort into the most important things that you should be doing, it'll make a huge impact for you in your life. For me, the way that I looked at it is if I just every single day achieved one, two, or three important things, like really important things, and I did that every single day, over several months, that would add up to a lot. Over several months, that would be huge. And it was a challenge because oftentimes I would avoid the most important things that I should be doing because it just was more overwhelming in my mind, or it was more scary to do, or just required so much more effort. It's a lot easier to do these little, easy, simple tasks and check them off and feel good about yourself, but they don't really make a difference as much in your success. So it's being able to discipline yourself with that. And one other piece I'll add here that was really valuable for me every day was having a level of accountability with this. And so I actually had a friend that I recruited and enrolled in this process. I said, let's be each other's accountability buddies. And what we're gonna do is every single morning when we wake up, we'll do a quick call on the phone, 5 minutes max, and we'll each share with each other the three most important things that we're gonna accomplish that day. And so we'd get on the phone, I'd share them with him. I found that by sharing them with someone, it made it more, I was more committed to it because it was like a public declaration to someone and I didn't wanna let them down. So that was like an extra level of motivation for me. He would share with me the top three things that he was gonna do. We'd hang up the phone, we'd get to work, right? We'd use that energy right away first thing to achieve those three things. And then later in the day, in the afternoon or the evening time, we'd get on the phone again and we'd just do a quick check-in. Hey, how'd it go? Did you achieve the things that you're gonna do? Why not? Or if you did achieve them, great, let's celebrate that, let's reinforce it. And that process of having the accountability, having someone that I was accountable to and that was gonna check in with me, gave me that extra edge to ensure that I got those things done. And also the aspect of reviewing why you didn't do it. You learn about your patterns. And so if I made a commitment to my friend, I said, I'm gonna do this today, and then I didn't do it, you have to face that. You gotta humble yourself and say, okay, why didn't I do this? You know, what came up? What's the challenge for me? Is it procrastination? Is it fear? Is it being tired? Is it some sort of story that I'm telling myself? And if so, then how can I get past that? How can I overcome that so I don't do that again in the future? So you're actually getting some feedback and you're doing some self-awareness and being introspective through the daily process and getting better and better and better at being the kind of person that can achieve these big important things in your life. So these three practices are things that have made a huge difference for me. Hopefully you can see they can make a big difference for you as well. All it really takes is just committing to them. And these are things that don't require that much time. I mean, the first one, just reviewing your goals, that's a practice that you can do a couple minutes each day. You know, also just consuming information, that's something that you can do while you're driving in your car, while you're going for the gym, while you're going for a walk. Maybe even just reading 10 pages of a good book every day. 10 pages a day is gonna be 300 pages a month. That's a book a month, right? So just a simple practice like that, it doesn't have to be too big when you're first starting out. Something simple is key. When it comes to executing every day, maybe it's just one important thing. You know, if you want to add it to three important things, you can do that. If you want it to be five important things, you can do that. I found that the simpler it is, the better. So just one, two, or three things max, that will make a huge difference. And you get confidence and momentum from that as well. That will also help you throughout the day with all the other little things. Once you attack the big things, all the other little things you got to do throughout the day become that much easier. So hopefully this has benefited you guys. If it did, please give it a thumbs up, leave a comment below, subscribe here for more videos on Project Life Mastery. Otherwise, thank you guys so much for your time, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next video.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.